Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of gentle motivation to move. And today, we're diving into something heavy, something real, something that touches all of us at some point in our lives. Grief and loss. Now, I know this might not be the most upbeat topic, but trust me, it's a vital one. We avoid talking about it, pretend it doesn't exist, but grief is part of the human experience. It's that raw, messy, unpredictable feeling that washes over us when something or someone precious is taken away. Ever felt like your whole world shifted on its axis? You know, that gut-wrenching feeling that leaves you gasping for air, struggling to make sense of it all? That's grief, folks, and it's okay to feel it, to let it move through you, even if it feels like a tidal wave crashing down. So today, we're not just talking about grief, we're talking about navigating it. Because while we can't control the loss itself, we can learn to navigate the aftermath, find our footing again, and even discover a new kind of strength within ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways that have helped me and countless others along this journey. 1. There's no right way to grieve. First things first, let go of any pressure to grieve correctly. There's no timeline, no set stages, and definitely no one-size-fits-all approach. Some days you might be a blubbering mess, other days you might feel surprisingly calm. It's all valid. Embrace the roller coaster, because that's grief in its purest form, unpredictable, messy, and deeply personal. 2. Lean on your tribe. You don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to your loved ones, share your pain, let them hold space for you. Sometimes just having someone listen, without judgment or unsolicited advice, can be a lifeline. 3. Honor their memory. Find meaningful ways to remember and celebrate the person or thing you've lost. It could be anything from planting a tree in their honor to sharing your favorite memories with others. Keeping their spirit alive through these acts of remembrance can be incredibly healing. 4. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial, folks. Grief takes its toll, both physically and emotionally. Give yourself permission to rest, to cry, to eat that extra slice of cake, we won't tell. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your pain, and remember that healing takes time. 5. Seek professional support if needed. If you're struggling to cope, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or grief counselor. They can provide valuable guidance, coping strategies, and a safe space to process your emotions. There's no shame in seeking help. It's a sign of strength and self-care. Picture this. Sarah lost her beloved dog, Max, last week. She was devastated, heartbroken, and felt like a part of her was missing. She spent days curled up on the couch, unable to function. But then, she remembered Max loved long walks in the park. So, she put on her hiking boots, grabbed his leash, even though it hung heavy with emptiness, and took a walk through their favorite spot. As she walked, she talked about Max, laughed at his goofy antics, and shared stories with other dog walkers. Slowly, Sarah started to feel a shift. The pain was still there, but it wasn't consuming her. She realized that honoring Max's memory by continuing the things they enjoyed together brought her comfort and helped her heal. She even met someone new who shared her love for dogs, creating a beautiful connection amidst the grief. Remember, navigating grief is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments of complete darkness. But by embracing these 5 key takeaways, leaning on your support system, and honoring the memory of your loved ones, you can find strength, resilience, and ultimately, hope in the midst of loss. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and keep moving forward. Every step counts. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little gentle motivation today. That's it for today, folks. Until tomorrow, keep your heads up, your hearts open, and your spirits strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.